This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Well, I got something I want to talk about.
Oh.
I want to address the rotten person that stole my Charlie Daniels autographed picture that I had in my truck. I'm not going to say where it happened, but someone was in my truck.
We were doing an event.
And someone stole the picture out of my truck. It was on my front seat.
One of AJ's five events.
Right. And this was not for me. This was an autograph from my dad, who is sick and likes Charlie Daniels, and I got it for him. And it's no longer there. I tore the truck apart a million times, thinking maybe it fell behind a seat. Nothing ever left my truck. I never took it out of there. I had it actually in a bag.
Yeah, so someone opened the door and took it.
And took it. Yeah, the one time I didn't lock my truck. I locked my truck all the damn time because I wasn't far from it. I rushed over, got something for someone who I had borrowed a thing from, brought it back to them, and then it somehow it disappeared.
Mm. So that is such a fucking bummer, man.
It sucks because, you know, I mean, it's not like he's like here all the damn time or I can just get another one any moment now from him. You know, I mean, I don't get autographs from people all the time. This is the one time I got something. It was for my dad, and you took it, and you're scum. Thank you.
Thank you. That's how you will always end your videos.
And you're scum. Thank you.
Exactly. I should have a homework.
Yeah. I can't wait because we got to clip these together when you find it. Right?
Right?
I don't know where. You know what? If I find it, I will turn around. I will apologize.
I don't think anyone went in your truck. Not
no,
there.
It's
there
a
wasn't
charity
enough people.
Event that we were doing. Yeah.
But there's no other place that it could have disappeared.
Yeah, I think you're going to find it.
You know what? I didn't take it out. And I wasn't drinking all weekend, so I was drunk.
Did you leave it at the Playhouse, maybe?
No, I took it out. I specifically had it in a bag. I remember putting it in the truck with everything else that I had. Because I remember there were two autographs. Kimberly, who went with me, got one also. I had them both in one bag. I gave her hers, and I remember putting it. Let me put it over here nice and neatly so that nothing happens to it.
All right, let me know when you find it.
To your dad?
It's to Al, yeah.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
That's not cool.
No.
That shit ain't cool, man.
No, man.
Pam?
Well, I had my skin cancer check yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be at all. It was actually kind of relaxing.
Yeah, Lisa.
It was nice. It was kind of nice to when he got to my head.
Yeah.
It was like a little scalp massage.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, because he has to go through your hair and check your hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, I think you missed a spot. It felt so good.
He playing like Teddy Pendergrass and whatnot?
Did at any point it get where you're liking?
No, because there's a difference between a sexual feeling and a massage.
And like a massage.
Feeling. Yeah, so it didn't get sexual at all. No.
That's why I don't like massages. Because to me, it's like, if you're touching me, we're having sex.
Exactly.
Remind me to never shake your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Hand sex.
I don't mean shaking hands because I do a lot of promotions.
He's got a boner.
Just so you know. I mean like that. You know what I mean? Like if you're rubbing my back or something, we're fucking. just so you know, don't rub my fucking back.
Yeah. Oh my God.
All right. So it was, so he found a couple of things. Did that scare you?
A little bit. Yeah. But, he said not to lose sleep over it. So I haven't.
Good.
I was very tired last night too. So.
Yeah. It sounds like he has a way of spotting things, asking questions about it. And if he doesn't like the answers, he checks it just because you're there.
Right. You got to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So 10 to 1 is a tic tac,
but you don't mind if he announces whatever the results are, good or bad, on the air?
I don't mind.
Okay.
Because then I asked him, well, what? Let's just say it comes back.
And it's bad.
And it's bad. What happens? And he's like, worst case scenario, we just cut it all out and then we test it, you know, we monitor it.
Yeah.
So I don't think I should be nervous.
No,
I hope not, at least.
Like,
yeah.
No. And smart for you to go.
Thanks.
I'm 53. I've never gone.
Never gone either.
It has inspired me to get checked.
Do it. So.
And he was saying some things on the air when he was here that like really fit my childhood. Like when we were younger, it just wasn't as big of a deal to wear suntan lotion or to buy you have to look for like the right kind of coverage and they have to say the right things like UV and all that shit. Like I was the kid that like the first 2 weeks of summer I'd wear the suntan. And then after I got like a tan, I'm like, fuck that. I'm not putting that shit on.
Done.
Just, I was outside all day, all the time until I was like 12 years old. Just in the sun all the time. We were on the beach. We were out in the park, just constantly in the sun. And I am kind of freckly, and I don't really get checked that often. The last time, I think we were talking about it probably 5 years ago, and they didn't find anything. But yeah, I feel I'm due.
Again.
I'm definitely due.
Yeah.
I never had so. And I was the guy, like, you go to the beach, put baby oil on to make yourself burn faster.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's like
I would do the same.
Putting barbecue sauce on.
Yeah. Basically,
I'm picturing
you on the beach with baby oil and fucking, it's a bad.
I'm beef jerky by this point.
Yeah. Burn my eyes.
Fucking baby oil. Might as well just hold a magnifying glass to the sun over your body.
I didn't say paint a picture
in your
mind.
You don't even need
people.
It, AJ. You get tan as it is.
This is true. I turn off a light bulb, metallorican. It happens.
Anyway, anything else?
Oh, you know, just someone swore on the air this week, but
oh, who?
Not that big
really?
Of a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was hilarious, though, during a point, during a very passionate point.
Yeah, multiple cursing on the air. So we
and multiple characters.
Yeah,
right?
We had a doctor say shit.
Bullshit, yep. Yeah.
Bullshit, yes.
I said fuck.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Luckily, man, that dump button worked.
Yep.
Oh, that's so funny.
You know, when we got here, there was no dump button?
None.
I asked Eddie to order it before we even got here. I said, we're going to need that because we're taking calls. Mm-hmm. We're the new show.
Yep.
People are going to, you know,
forget themselves,
not be happy with us that we're taking over for the last show. And we're going to need that. And I forgot what it was. I think it was $1,600.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yep. Not bad.
Paid for itself many times over.
Do you remember the first
just
time you had to use
this
it?
This week. I think it was the first day.
No.
And it wasn't people cursing us out. It was just people forgetting what they can say or can't say.
Right. Content-wise, yeah.
It was really weird when we came on the air. We expected to be the most hated radio show in the state for a year. And then we figured we'd start turning it around. And by the third year, we figured we would post number one. First book, number one. Our very first phone call was a guy who listened to me back when I did Camp Chaos.
Right, right.
It was like Fallujah. Like, we expected Fallujah. It fell. But then we didn't realize the problem was going to be the snipers that come in once in a while.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a war, right? We weren't fighting the whole state, but every now and then there'd be a sniper that comes in through the phone.
Every now and then.
Yeah. But it's been great.
Yep.
And we're coming up on 15 years.
15.
Yeah. My goal is to hit at least 17.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be the longest running morning show and the highest rated morning show in this station's history. And if we hit 17, see, technically, we are the longest running morning show right now.
Yeah.
Because they left and came back.
Exactly.
So when they say they were here.
Two separate things.
We're concurrent.
How many years were they?
It was 17 years, but it was split.
Right.
Never knew.
They were, so they were like
two,
eight or nine,
they?
And then they left.
Yeah.
So longest running morning show
concurrently,
now.
Concurrently, yes.
I'd like to beat that 17-year mark.
Gotcha. I'd help.
Yeah. I'd like to finish it out here, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. I just got awkward and weird.
Same season.
I really have to pee now, too. Yeah. I was joking before. But no,
oh,
I
yeah.
Dancing over here.
I got to go. All I right. Got to go.
We're going to go. So
kay.
Phil can pee.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.